Want a better way to hire? We asked businesses across Australia.
We trialled Liam through Youth Jobs Path and then hired him as a design assistant. Liam is so keen to learn. He gets along with everyone and we get help with wage and training costs.
Louise gave me a go and now I've got a job.
Yeah, it worked for us.
To find motivated young staff and get up to $10,000 in assistance, search Youth Jobs Path. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra, spoken by Jay Green, L. Nobes and L. Nicolau.
If superstar is, there's only two or three superstars, he is a star. I think that's fair enough. Yeah. He's a damn fine player, and if I was picking a team, he'd be one of the first picked. He's good enough to join us on the line ahead of round one. Lukey, welcome on Sydney Swans Membership Day here on SEN.
Hey, boys, how are you going?
Well, we're going well. We are great admirers of the Swans and have been for a long time, and I guess in some ways we don't get to see them firsthand. We can't just wander down and watch them train, obviously. So give us a bit of a snapshot of what the summer's been like.
Yeah, it's been really good. I think we've had, obviously, some new staff come in and new coaches come in and give their perspective of where we can improve. I think one of the first jobs they were given was how to beat the Swans, and that's basically where we took our training from there. And, look, we've had a pretty decent run with injuries. Unfortunately, Sammy Naismith went down last week, but besides that, as a whole, the pre-season's been really positive. We've had two good wins in the JLT Community Series, and from there you build some confidence.
So just expand on that. So you're saying the new coaches are Stevie J and I'm not sure.
And Dean Cox, yeah.
And Dean Cox. So they came in and they had to present to you guys on how they would beat Sydney.
Basically, yeah. And that's, we know at the end of the day we're believing our game plan and structures, and basically we wanted to know how other teams perceive us and ways that they try ways that they try to win the game against us. And that was where we kind of worked off little areas that we think what teams will try to do to us, and hopefully we can combat that with getting a bit of, I guess, inside knowledge or background knowledge of where other teams are coming from.
Can you give us a little insight into what they came up with, and did any of it surprise you? Like, did you think, gee, I wouldn't have thought that's how we were seen or perceived outside of the footy club?
Oh, well, pretty aware of most of the things they've come up with. And the main thing was they said at the end of the day it's hard to you can come up with something at the end of the day. If the Swans play the way they know they can play, they can end up probably beating you anyway. So for them it was more just about making us defend, really, and not giving us the ball and letting us attack. But for us, we know our defence is we want to be the, I guess, best defensive side of the competition. So for us, that's what we'll continue to work on.
Luke, horrible start last year for the team. I think you were 0-6. What have you done differently this year in preparation for, I guess you saw how hard it was when you start that poorly last year?
Yeah, I guess the main thing for us is we're not looking any further ahead than the first game. I think we've been building for this, and for us it's about getting the little things right during the week and not worrying about the bigger picture or next time we make finals we'll do this differently. I guess you gotta enjoy the process and enjoy each week as it comes, and enjoy each challenge and each new team, and that's what we'll focus on going into the start of the season.
Hey, Luke, good morning to you. It's Tim here. Sounds like you're in the car this morning. Be careful if BJ's on the road anywhere near this morning. Since Sam Naismith went over, has there been any thought there amongst the players that, maybe what we should do is get on the phone and give Kurt Tippett a call and see if he can come back to the club?
Yeah, I think a few of us sent him a message and said, if you want to come out of retirement, now wouldn't have been the bad time. But I think he's in a really good place at the moment. He's got some stuff going on, so I think he's flat out paddleboarding, so that's his newest thing going on at the moment.
So there's no chance, Luke. There's no chance at all, because there was just a report that the Swans he was working down there at Sydney part time and been running around. You're saying there's no chance of him actually coming back?
I'd love to say there is, but I wouldn't have a clue. No one tells me what's going on. So I guess I'll find out if it does happen. But it's a long shot, I think.
Does it change the midfield the way that you might go about things this year, not to have Naismith there as the number one ruckman?
I think a little bit. at times. I think some games you might not get that ruck dominance as much as you would like, but for us, we know we can, yeah, obviously you got to, I guess, change things up a little bit and you can go a bit more defensive but still have just as much influence as a midfield group. And for us, we can, it's cool. We got other options. You can put different looks in there and have blokes like Dean Towns, who's not too big in the size department, but can I guess, once the ball hits the ground, become another midfielder, which is a strength against other ruckmen. So,
Luke, just on that point, you're going to ruck Luke Towers a bit. Dean Towers a bit this year.
Yeah, well, he's been rucking a little bit as backup in the pre-season, so it's just another league. He's got a pretty good leap on him anyway, so as long as he can compete and doesn't give him first use, then you back yourself to nearly have another midfield in there once it hits the ground.
Aliyah is another player that's been talked about. Luke, how's he tracking? We didn't see much of him last year, but he was terrific the year before.
Yeah, he was, and he has so much excitement, Aliyah. He's one of those players who can create something out of nothing, and for him last year, I think it was a bit about consistency and unfortunately getting injured at bad times. But look, he had a really good preseason. Unfortunately, he rolled his ankle, I think, in one of the games. But he should be right to be picked this week if he trains fully. And he's another option that you can put in that ruck department.
Hey, Luke, you've got a reputation right across this country as being one of the most honest players that are playing the game. Hanbury and McVeigh, are they likely to play this weekend?
I think they'll both train this week today and Thursday. And then from there, I think John will make the decision. But, I wouldn't know if he doesn't want to go too many blokes who are underdone. I think you can't have more than a couple of blokes who are a bit underdone. So we'll see what they're up for selection, I think. But yeah, I'm not sure.
How much time on the track has Dan Hanbury spent?
He's probably done a little bit less than Jared. Jared's done the majority of pre-season and hadn't missed a session coming into probably February nearly, and then missed a couple of weeks. So he's basically right to go. Hannah's is, he was more, probably the last few weeks he's really ramped up his training.
Lukey, great to talk to you, mate. Good luck for the season ahead.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Lukey Parker there, Sydney Swans Membership Day on SEN. Three-game membership, $63 head to membership.sydneyswans.com.au.